How are you doing, guys? Good evening. Lee and Sam here from FPL Family. And Sam, we're coming out of another game week. We're sort of mid game week. This is an unusual time to do an FPL Family live stream, isn't it? Because not only have we not really had much of an announcement at all, well, we haven't had any announcement about what might be coming in game week 23. We expect there might be some doubles, but we don't know. Yet here we are in the midst of game week 22, double game week 22, and there's still quite a lot of football to be played, right?
My mind gets blown every week by...
Difficult to know where we actually are with things after time, isn't it?
I'll worry about it on Friday. I'll see what's been said by Friday. But at the minute, I think you just have to take one day at a time, don't you?
That's totally how I'm playing FPL this season, is one day at a time, transfers as late as possible. It is what it is. But the first things first, Sam, is we have to say thank you to @FPLRob182. And I can only... I haven't asked him about this, but I expect... The 182 is like a Blink 182, I'm guessing, because his style is very much that of Blink 182. So thank you @FPLRob182 for the new song for the titles. We sat here.
We hope we played it right.
Because I hope it came through okay.
We can't hear that.
But we sat here a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And actually, we were sitting here talking to you guys about some like copyright infringements. Actually, YouTube had written to us and said, look, you know, get sort your music out at the beginning of your live stream because
to be fair, we did. Pay for this.
I had no idea. We had no idea that we were violating any copyrights. We paid for that
That
video to be put together, and I thought the guy naturally would have used some music which was not violating any musical rules. But here we are, and I went on Twitter, and Rob, @FPLRob182, some of his tunes that he's been doing on there, on Twitter, have been absolutely fantastic. So I DM'd him. I was like, do you want to do something for us? Or do some titles, that sort of thing? Yeah. He's watched us for a little while, fan of the show, all the rest of it. So Rob, brilliant, mate. Thank you very much for the titles. Much appreciated. Hopefully that came through fine, guys, on the live stream. I already forgot to turn the microphone on right at the beginning there, but hopefully that came through okay. Hopefully it came through okay and I've got everything sorted out. Sam, big news. Big news on Merseyside. Rafa's gone.
Rafa's gone. Let's stop for a second and just rewind. So let me take you on a little journey back.
Go on.
To Saturday afternoon.
Oh, you're going to talk about... Yeah, go on.
When we were waiting for all of our family to descend for our little boy's birthday. And Lee turned to me and he said, Sam, I've got a feeling today. And I said, what's that then? He said, I think Everton are going to lose this game. And I think Rafa Benitez is going to be sacked. And I went... Now, calm down, it's Norwich. And he went, I'm saying, I think they're going to lose.
It's a good shout, wasn't it?
I think Rafa Benitez will be sacked. Fast forward a couple of hours, they've lost the game. Fast forward another couple of hours, and suddenly Twitter and the rumour mill is rife with, there's a board meeting, emergency board meeting at Everton. Fast forward to this morning.
Well, listen, it just felt like a right time for it to happen. I mean, the Luca Dean thing, and we'll talk about Dean and Villa, and we'll talk about how well Steven Gerrard is doing at Villa in a bit, and particularly we're going to be talking about this guy here, the little magician, Phil Coutinho, back with a bang in the Premier League. We're going to be talking about him. But the Luca Dean saga at Everton, plus the fact they're in terrible form, they've won one game under Rafa, I think, since he's been there. It's ridiculous. So... You know, going away to Norwich, just like, you've got to win. You just have to win that. And I feel like I think they crumbled under the pressure a little bit. Dominic Calvert-Lewin back, but not, you know, missed the penalty and a bit of COVID potentially. There was rumours of him being infected by COVID and he wasn't. And
I've just been nice about you. Why have you had to remind me about him?
But everything about Everton felt really iffy. Really iffy. And the whole Dina thing, I think that's, you know, the fact that Rafa's gone now, I wonder whether had he gone a week ago, Dina would still be there. Let's not forget, this is one of the best left backs in the league. And now Rafa's gone, Dina's gone. He's left them in a hole, Rafa, I think. They've got some quality players. But who's coming in? Bookie's favourite?
Martinez,
apparently. This is what I'm hearing. Rooney. In the running as well.
Rooney
in the running. That's the rumour. I've been on Twitter all day, haven't I? That's the rumour I've heard. But Rooney? I think it'd be bonkers for Rooney to go there, frankly. I mean, I know he's a legend there and that's where he kind of grew up in the Premier League and all that sort of stuff. But he's doing great at Derby, Rooney, given, you know, where they are in the league, given the penalty they had. They're doing pretty well, right? So would he want to finish the job there rather than go to Everton, maybe? Listen, All to be confirmed, but one thing's for sure, Toffees fans, I want to know how you feel in the chat. Guys, get in the comments if you're an Everton fan, or even if you're not, I'd love to hear your opinion on the sacking of Rafa Benitez and where that leaves Everton Football Club. I think from an FPL perspective, at least in the short term, they've got to be a team to target, haven't they?
What, you mean we should bring in lots of Everton players?
No, they're a team to target against, I would suggest, based on what we saw in that Norwich game. That midfield, as soon as I saw the team sheet, and this is what partly made me make the prediction, because I made it about an hour before the game, I looked at that midfield and I thought, that'll get passed through, that midfield. That'll get passed through. Even Norwich will pass through that midfield. And they did. You only got to look at the highlights. Everton were outplayed by Norwich. Sorry, Norwich fans. I know it's a great win for them, gets them off the bottom of the table and all that jazz. But it's Norwich. Got to win that, Everton. Got to win that. So there we are. Rafa, gone, done and dusted. Let's talk about the little magician, Phil Coutinho, back in the Premier League. We'll do a bit more on Villa. That's a key talking point, I would suggest.
Another spoiler.
Coming into game week 23.
I don't think I've ever, in our 19 years we've been together, I don't think I've ever seen you celebrate
non-Liverpool
goal
don't.
In the way that you celebrated when you realised it was Coutinho who had put that goal
you
in.
You can't say that on the live stream because I will get pelters now
no, but
in the comments. And I will get pelters on Twitter
but
now.
It's the Coutinho-Liverpool love affair never died, has it?
I celebrated that goal. I celebrated that goal.
Well, because one, it's against your rivals.
It's Stevie G. And more importantly, it's against Manchester United.
I'm
going to get stick now.
And to be fair, one of our little boy's friends was there for his first game at Villa Park.
Oh, what a game!
We were properly celebrating for him as well.
Brilliant!
It was, but wasn't it good? Good cameo appearance for him. I thought actually, Aston Villa,
very very good. Looking
you know
good
what I
under Steven Gerrard. What did you not like?
Jacob Ramsey sitting on my bench.
Oh, we will talk later on in the live stream about how our teams are looking. And I have to say, Sam, once again, not for the first time this season, your bench is awash with points. It is awash with points.
It is the first time this season. Last season, there was always points. This is the first time it's happened this season, but I've got two scoring players.
Yeah. But listen, who knows what's going to happen to Mr. Ronaldo and other players in your team?
Well, I need Ronaldo out. Ronaldo, if you're watching. You can't play Wednesday night.
Haven't you gone from Ronaldo captain to I don't want you to play at all because then Jacob Ramsey comes on?
I don't want to see your face. I don't want to hear anything about you. I definitely don't want you anywhere near a football on Wednesday night.
Brilliant. Oh, there we go. So hopefully for your sake, Ronaldo doesn't make a miraculous
reappearance. Well, for yours too, right?
We'll talk about my team a bit later on. But yes, I got the feeling I'm going to be in a very similar bracket. Let's say hello to a few people. FPR Harry is here. Tips, how are we doing? I've got to call him Tips. I know he's FPR Harry. He's Tips to me. He'll always be Tips. Harry, how are you doing, mate? Very nice to see you.
A little pet name for him now.
It's got to be Tips, isn't it? Cy Burdett is here, one of our patrons. Hey, Cy, nice to see you, mate. We've got, who else? FPL Shorts. Did you not bench boost? Damn. So there we go. FPL Shorts. Bench boost?
There was no way my bench was boostable.
I can't think that bench boost is anywhere near playable until we've got a little bit more certainty around stuff.
I appreciate that I've got two quite highly scoring players on my bench. But going into this game week, there was no way I wanted to play my Norwich scoring player or Jacob Ramsey against United. And I've got Livramento.
You're not bench boosting for Brandon Williams and Jacob Ramsey, are you?
And I've got Ramsdale, who's not playing.
Exactly. Just very, very quickly, because I do want to say hello. We do need to get on with the live stream, talk about the games and everything else. But give everybody, for those that are not based in the UK, primarily, because those that are based in the UK will obviously know a lot of this already. But for those not based in the UK, give us a feel for the temperature around COVID right now in the UK, because things are getting better, right? There's reasons to be positive. And the reason I mention that is because from an FPL perspective, therefore, you might expect things to just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, from tomorrow, the isolation period is reducing from 7 days to 5 days with negative tests on day 5 and 6. Obviously, if you do a negative test day 5 and then another one again on the 6th morning, then you're out.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, we should see less time. Because in theory, a player could catch COVID on a Monday and still be available for the weekend's football. Yes, he wouldn't have trained because he'd be in isolation.
Yes.
But he, in theory, could get away without missing a game week.
And the Premier League have changed the rules around having to do PCR tests to now lateral flow tests. Now,
which will also should mean less positive tests because the lateral flows are less sensitive than you'd the PCRs.
Think so. Yeah, you'd think so. PCR test is like a lateral flow test on like plus, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like it's a bit more of a deep dive into your... I am no doctor, guys. You guys know this. But this is, the PCR test gets a bit deeper meaningful with your cells. It can pick up whether you've had COVID in the last, say, 60 to 90 days, and it will maybe...
And it tells the difference between the different types of COVID and all of that
malarkey. Yeah.
So with the move to lateral flows, with the isolation changing, I mean, things in the UK are changing. I was reading just before we came on about how, actually, it looks like this week we might get an announcement from the British government that all restrictions are ending. No restrictions will remain apart from the five-day isolation period. Yeah. That will be the only thing that's left. No masks, no limits on spectators. Yeah. So all of that will have an impact. And in theory, that should mean a positive impact on the Premier League and FPL because less time in isolation should therefore mean less games getting suspended. Unless you're Arsenal. I have nothing else to say.
Unless you're Arsenal. What are we saying about that?
Disgusting.
If this was the FPL show or the podcast, you could not say that, by the way. But here we are on our own live stream,
our
own YouTube
channel.
I'm
not saying anything about the Premier League. I'm saying that Arsenal are disgusting.
Such a Spurs fan. You can't just say Arsenal are disgusting. The Premier League set the rules. Arsenal have been...
They've manipulated the rules to their own... Arsenal-based...
Well, as I was quite rightly corrected on Twitter, and I am regularly corrected on Twitter, as most of
what
you guys
have you
know.
Now?
No, no, well, I just said, well, this set a dangerous precedent, Arsenal doing this going forward. And everyone responded, Lee, listen, the precedent was set two or three weeks ago. You've had kind of Leicester maybe massaging the rules. You've got my team, Liverpool. I know we're not,
but
you know, all these false positives from the other week doesn't sound or smell too great, does it?
It doesn't, but equally, you know, the Premier League has rules in place. Those positives will have been checked by the Premier League. It's not like Liverpool can just go, I've got 7 positive tests to the Premier League. The Premier League will go, okay, Liverpool, where's the evidence that you've got those tests?
Yes,
and there will need to
true.
Be proof. So it's not like they're going to make it up. The thing with the Arsenal thing that really bothered me this week was mostly because I was supposed to take Max for his birthday.
You were going, yes.
So I was very upset because it was for his birthday treat. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Didn't they send two players out on loan last week?
They sent two players out on loan and they've only got one COVID case. Like,
it's not rising.
I understand that from a slightly bitter and twisted perspective, we don't have people at AFCON, so it's not affecting us in that way. But equally, it is very frustrating, I think. And that, if they really are short on numbers, then fine. But also, I think if you send two players out on loan, you can't be in that bad a spot, can you?
All right, well, there we go. Enough of the COVID talk. But the long and short of it is, we are expecting in the UK things to settle down. I bloody hope.
It feels like things are calming down.
It does. Let's see what... who else is in? Liam Healy. Nice to see you, Liam. Very nice to see you in the live chat. Sam, you'll like this one. Neeraj Sharma just says, Farsenal.
I have nothing to say on them anymore.
I have nothing.
They're dead to me.
I prefer not to speak, as a famous man once said. we've got Jay Rich is in, 47 points, 4 players still to play. Doesn't sound too bad. Sounds pretty good.
Is now the right time to admit that I was so disgusted with my game week? I've not looked.
Disgusted again? You're disgusted a lot today. You're like the little green one in your head from Inside Out. There's a Disney reference for anybody that's got kids will know, and anyone without kids won't have a clue what I've just said. But the little green one in your head's going crazy at the minute. Disgusted. What now?
With myself, about Jacob Ramsey, me, about everything.
With Ramsey, isn't
it? With Ramsey. I'm disgusted in myself about that. I'm disgusted in Ronaldo for just not appearing. I'm disgusted about... and I'll tell you who else I'm annoyed about. Maybe we could start there. Thomas Tuchel. Me and Thomas Tuchel.
Why? What's he done?
Where the hell was Mason Mount?
Oh, save your team rant for later on. Save your team rant for later on. But the people that I want to speak to are those that bought in Bruno Fernandes and captained him this week. If you did that this week, get in the chat.
What
I want to give
there?
You a shout out because that... what do you mean what happened there?
Because that is what you were going to do.
Yeah, well, I promise to say hello to people, but we keep going off on tangents, Sam. It's going to be another 2-hour stream. Yeah, so here's where I was on Friday because, you know, I don't really do anything in FPL until Friday now because so much uncertainty, isn't there?
Yeah,
but on
we
Friday,
tried to say something like
that. I'm sitting in here, I'm working, I've got Sky Sports News on the TV in front of me. I'm like, right, I'm going to tune in to Ralf Rangnick and I'm going to watch that press conference because if he says Ronaldo's fit, or words to that effect, I'm bringing in Ronaldo. Okay. If he categorically says Ronaldo is not fit, or is more towards that he's not going to play, I will bring in Bruno, and I will captain Bruno. Now, the rhetoric, here we go, the rhetoric that we got from Ralf Rangnick on Friday was, I'm confident, he looks okay. I think he will be okay. So therefore I bought in Ronaldo. I must admit, hand on heart, I didn't really consider Bruno until towards the end of the week. Most of the week I was, I've got to get Ronaldo somehow. Because I was, to be honest with you, a bit scared of the EO. I know you shouldn't play FPL that way, but I was a bit scared of the EO. Knew he'd be highly captained. And in particular, that Brentford fixture looked really good for him.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll use the Salah money to get into Ronaldo. And in the end, that's what I did. And do I regret it? Of course I do. Because I could have just done Salah to Bruno. And Bruno would have continued to... We got the points this week. I would have captained him. I'd be flying in the leagues.
Are you disgusted as well?
No, because that's how we've been playing FPL for the last few months. It's uncertainty. It's you can't trust what managers are saying. You've got COVID cases coming out after deadlines. That is just the game right now.
Yeah,
it's just the game. So if you did what I did and you didn't bring in Bruno for those reasons, or you went into Ronaldo because of the comments from Rangnick, don't beat yourself up. It is what it is. That's just how we're playing the game. Just how we're playing the game. John Tyner is in. How are you doing? He says, YouTube polls. Am I dreaming? Yes, John Tyner, you are not dreaming. There is a poll. And I would like to know, guys, who you think is the best Aston Villa asset. We're going to be talking about Villa in a little bit of detail later on. Best Villa asset right now. And if you don't think it's any of the four that I've suggested, get in the chat. Let me know who you think is the best Aston Villa asset right now. It's between Coutinho, Dina, Watkins, and Ramsey, and I had to put Ramsey in there because not only did he look good at the weekend, but is there a better enabler in the game than Jacob Ramsey right now? I don't think there is.
There is no better person in FPL right now.
Never mind enabler, just for his better money. Person. Oh, for his money, yeah.
Enabler. And in that's midfield, I mean. At his price point, and with the team that he's got built around him, well, not built around him, but around him.
They're not building around Jacob Ramsey.
But the team that he's got around him, the sort of players he's got there, okay. I'm in the Jacob Ramsey fan club.
All right. Harry is saying that Twitter is currently tracking a flight back from Madrid that we think Ronaldo and his wife are on. I love Twitter.
Why?
FPL Twitter.
Why is he in Madrid?
Full of absolutely crazy.
Stay in
folks.
Madrid.
Stay in Madrid, Ronaldo. We
can
don't
the plane,
want you back.
Like, I don't know, need a quick stop in France?
By the way, if he doesn't play, who's your vice captain?
Mason Blimmin' Mount.
Mason Mount. He could do well. He could do well.
Yeah, or Tuchel could bench him again.
He could do well. I've got Josh King, so.
But I don't want Ronaldo to play, and I want Mason Mount to be my captain, because then the legend that is Jacob Ramsey makes his appearance on my
We need those Ramsey points off the
Stay
bench.
Stay wherever you are, Ronaldo.
We need some jammy points, don't we?
Oh,
Jamie
man.
Taylor is here. FPL Gazza, who was one of the first in the live chat this evening. Hey, Gazza, how are you doing? Bruno was a punt that paid off. On another day, it doesn't. Do you know what? I wholeheartedly agree, because but, not only... like, listen, if you bought him in... it was a punt. There's no doubt. There was nothing in the underlying stats that was suggesting he was going to get a haul. And by the way, his XG for this weekend was... got to find these stats here because I've got them. So he was second for overachievers. Harrison was first. An XG of 0.92 and he got a hat-trick. So
getting a hat-trick.
That's not happening again. But fair play. If for some reason you've got Jack Harrison, well done. But Bruno Fernandes owners, an XG of 0.26. And particularly that first one. 99 times out of 100... Martinez just fields it. But look, we're getting into the detail too quickly, Sam. Let's get into this screen here where we talk about the game week results. And as usual, we're not going to go game by game, but I'd like to talk about some of the key incidents, some of the key topics that are going to be relevant for FPL managers this week. So I want to start with the boys at Aston Villa. I do want to talk about a little bit about how jammy the Bruno haul was. But listen, if you got him, well done. But before we get to Manchester United, Aston Villa. Talk to me. What are we saying?
Yeah, I mean, I've owned Jacob Ramsey now for a month or so. And I've really enjoyed owning him. He's returned well over that period of time. He's regularly starting. Like you mentioned before, at his price point, he's a fantastic enabler.
Yeah.
Even if you never want to play him. But at the moment, the Aston Villa fixtures look nice. They're going to have some double game weeks at some point on the horizon. So there's the ability to go there. And what I like about him is that you can easily... double up on Aston Villa without spending an awful lot of money. So you can have a couple of cheap midfield options if you want to. Or a relatively cheap striker or defender as well if you want to go with one of them. And have Jacob Ramsey.
Yeah.
And that is going to allow you to have the money free for Salah when he comes back from AFCON or whatever it is that you want to do, a Manchester City midfielder. I think that there's a hell of a lot of value in Aston Villa. I like the way that they're playing. I thought Luke Dean had a good game for them in his first...
He was pretty good, yeah.
Felt a bit sorry for Matt Target because I think he's been good this season, so it's a
bit
of a shame.
Do you think there's rotation risks there now then? Let's say Villa do double in 23. I think it's something we're expecting. We haven't heard that yet, so don't go out and buy Aston Villa. We don't know
what Quellin says.
But from what Ben is saying on Twitter, there's a reasonable chance Villa have a double in game week 23. If that is announced, would you go and buy Dina, or would you still be concerned about the Target rotation?
I would be concerned about Target.
Would you?
Yeah, well, you think about it. How long has it been since Luke Dean played 90 minutes? He didn't quite make it through 90 minutes in this game. Would he be up to two lots of 90 minutes at a point where Gerrard doesn't need him to play two lots of 90 minutes because he's got Matt Target, who's been playing well?
Yeah.
So he could easily give Luke Dean one of those fixtures, give Matt Target the other fixture. We're talking about two good players in those positions. It's not like...
Dean is a level above Target, though, isn't he? You don't get in the French squad and stay around for how long he has without sharing minutes with Matty Target. I agree with you. Target has had a good season so far, no doubt about it.
And last season.
But Luca Dina's come in. He's a reasonable amount of money. He's one of Gerrard's boys now. So Gerrard has got this little, you know, group of players now that he's bought in. They're his boys. He's going to back them. Mm. And Phil Coutinho is one of them. Luca Dina's another.
Mm.
I see Dina getting a lot of minutes going forward. And I think if he's going to be on set pieces, if he's going to be the man delivering a lot of those balls in, as we saw at Everton, my question would be, have Villa got enough of an aerial threat to make use of some of the weaponry that Dina's got? I'd some question marks over whether Watkins is amazing in the air or Danny Ings is amazing in the air. I think they're fine aerially. But he's still going to be getting the ball in dangerous positions. I think he's definitely one to watch. I'll be honest, I will consider bringing him in if they double game week next week. You're not so sure,
I just have some... Okay, I was impressed by him. There's no doubt I thought he played well. I have some concerns because I don't think Matt Target loses his spot just like that overnight. And we've been there before with Luca Dean.
Yeah.
He's got all the attacking threat potential, but in FPL, he doesn't always live up to the hype. That's the only pre-warning I would put on that.
Well, so John Chappell in the live chat agrees with you. So despite everything I'm saying here, Dina 0 points yesterday, by the way, because he conceded two goals and got booked. So it's very much an eye test thing rather than, you know, he got a ton of points yesterday. But I just think that he's going to be probably the main man now. And I have to go back to, I know we keep harking back to it, but the way that Steven Gerrard made, you know, his fullbacks at Rangers, Tavernier in particular, were just like ridiculous. Like, Tavernier would have absolutely killed it in FPL, points wise, the amount of goals and assists that he got, ridiculous. Yeah. Is Dina going to replicate that? I don't know, but could he? I think he could. I think he's got the potential to do that. One or two other things that I noticed before we talk about Phil Coutinho and whether he's one that we should be going early on as well. I've noticed a bit of a mentality shift in Aston Villa since Stevie Gerrard's been there. I don't know if you've noticed this as well, but and maybe my red goggles are on a little bit. I love Stevie, of course I do. I grew up, he's my boyhood hero. As I was growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, Stevie Gerrard was, you know, he was my player. Absolutely loved him. Lifted trophy after trophy for us. Brilliant. Still my favourite ever goal and possibly ever game was that West Ham Cup final where he belted one in extra. Absolutely unbelievable. So tell me if I'm biased, guys. Tell me if I'm biased. But the mentality that he's got. So Villa to be 2-0 down there. And okay, Coutinho comes on. It's his home debut. It gives all the players a lift. And by the way, I thought Manchester United were actually a bit scared of Coutinho. And that allowed more space for Ramsey in between the lines. So I think that's part of the reason why Ramsey got the goal and assist. Because they were all gravitating towards Coutinho. But also, one thing that I think went a little bit unnoticed when I was watching the game, but I watched the highlights back on Match of the Day. Sanson. Okay, bad mistake for the second Bruno goal. Gives the ball away cheaply. And I think Fred gets the assist for Bruno. And Bruno, nice finish, by the way, Bruno. Despite the first one being jammy, nice finish. In off the bar, very good. But he then got subbed, Sanson. He was one of the mate weights, I think, for... I think Ings came off for Coutinho. But anyway, he went off subbed. Fuming. Absolutely fuming. He was kicking bottles around. He was showing all of his emotion. I like that. There is a player for Aston Villa who he's showing that they care. He's showing that they've got winning mentality. They want to win. They're all together. I liked seeing that from Sansom. I thought that was good. And I think that is in a little microcosm there.
The contrast to if our son did that when he came off the pitch. You go absolutely mental. Yeah, if a Premier League player's doing it, you're like, oh, it's brilliant. I love to see
it. No, I know. On a Sunday league, I tell our son.
Keep your emotions under control. Keep your emotions. Don't punch the goal frame when you concede. In contrast, Sansom's throwing bottles around is fine.
But I think that was, I like to see that. And if I was an Aston Villa fan right now, I would be excited about the mentality and the winning ethic that Stevie Gerrard is instilling in these players. And they've signed some really top, top players. Thoughts on Coutinho then? Because Coutinho comes on, changes the game, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Whole feeling of the atmosphere changed. What do we think? 7 million in FPL. I mean, he's going to be attacking. He's going to be creative. You know what we're going to get. I don't think he's quite the player that was in the Premier League before.
But no, he's older.
He had a bad time at Barcelona. He had a better time at Bayern. He's a bit older now. He's obviously excited to come back into the Premier League. He's got a manager that's going to put his arm around him and is a friend of his. He's got all this young talent around him that he can... You know, he's older now, right? He can be a mentor for the likes of Leon Bailey.
But he's delighted
and Jacob Ramsey. Why not?
Elderly statesman of the dressing room.
Why not? I think there's a lot going for Coutinho. And I have to say, if they double in 23, I will be doubling on them or trebling. Because I believe in Aston Villa at the minute. They've got some excellent fixtures coming up. I've talked too much. Coutinho, yes or no? What are we saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was with you on Coutinho's name being mentioned, to be honest. I think when that deal was done, I was like, this is a real statement from Aston Villa here. A loan move from a player that, I mean, he is world-class on his day, absolutely world-class. Then they followed it up with the Luca Dean transfer, and I thought, hello, this is a team that, you know, they went out in the summer and they bought Bailey, Buendia, they bought Ings. Like, this Jack Grealish money, they've invested it back in the club, and I've got a lot of time for Aston Villa for that, because they could easily have gone, well, done a Levy,
yeah,
pack it, get a couple of cheapies in and see what happens. But no, they haven't. They've fully invested in the team. They've invested in the manager. And Gerrard is a fantastic manager. He's lifted the spirits at Aston Villa. They are like a totally transformed team from the ones that we saw in the opening few weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were doing all right.
No,
they weren't.
They
were doing okay.
No, they weren't. They were. You try fighting for them at that point. It was really hard because the underlying stats just weren't there. They were picking up some points every now and then. But when you actually dig deep into the underlying stats, they just weren't there. Then Gerrard arrives and the stats take a turn for the better. The results are coming now. Players are excited again. There is a real buzz around the fans. Yeah. Everything's going the right direction.
So just to put the icing on this cake, I think it's clear from the last 5 minutes that you and I are quite keen on Aston Villa and we'll be looking at them, mm-hmm, whether they double or not, frankly.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to double for me to be interested.
But have a look at these fixtures. It's the in turmoil, Rafa Benitez-less Everton coming up next, followed by Leeds at home, Newcastle, Watford, Brighton away, with probably some double game weeks in there as well. I mean, come on. We've got to be looking at Dina. We've got to be looking at Ollie Watkins. We've got to be looking at Coutinho, haven't we? Got to. I mean, I'm pretty glad I've got Jacob Ramsey in now. Because all of a sudden, he's an amazing enabler.
Well, I mean, I was a massive trendsetter there, I've got to be honest.
Yeah. So Coutinho, for sure, is on the radar.
Yeah, Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins.
Massively.
Okay. Yeah. So where does he get a space in your front three? Because you've got Ronaldo, you've got Josh King.
Yeah, but
And you've got who else?
I'm not wed to Josh King.
Mm-hmm, right, okay. How fickle we are in these crazy FPL times. Go on.
No, look, Josh King's been fine. He's not been Dennis, but he's been fine. He's not sellable ahead of this double game week that they're in the middle of at the moment.
Norwich next up, by the way, at home.
I know.
Yeah.
But Norwich...
No. They've just played Everton, who, by the way, were rubbish. So don't think Norwich are suddenly all of a sudden better.
Well, I mean, they're not as bad. But I think for me, Josh King is a player that... I am definitely 100% not wed to Ronaldo. That man and me...
That's very true.
We aren't friends. I am happy to sell Ronaldo I'm also quite tempted to sell Dominic Calvert-Lewin, but I'm going to be waiting to see.
You've got DCL, haven't you? I forgot about that.
But I'm also waiting to see what happens there, because a new manager bounce at Everton
might possibly be
what we need. Plus, they've got Richarlison back now as well. And
their fixtures ain't bad for the next four,
and their fixtures aren't
bad.
And I know that, you know, I'm not Richarlison's biggest fan, but that's what Everton need. They need those players back in. They need a new manager. They need, everything needs to change there. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin has the fixtures to score points. He's obviously been returning himself from a bad injury. So
what you're saying is, if you wanted Ollie Watkins, it'd be Ronaldo that would be the make-weight, probably.
To be honest, all three of my front line are a bit like, nah. So I'm happy to swap any of them. Like, I'm not wed to any of them.
Ronaldo, definitely
I'm not wed to.
Okay. All right, FPL Shorts is saying, Watkins alone up front, Does Gerrard even like Danny Ings? I think
controversial statement coming.
Go on.
I thought Aston Villa were better when Danny Ings went off.
Well, yeah. Was that because Coutinho came on? Or was that because Danny Ings went off?
I thought maybe a bit of both, but the way the system changed when Danny Ings went off meant we saw better things from the way the team moved. It was a bit more what we'd seen from Aston Villa last year in terms of not having the two up top.
Okay. And one name that hasn't been mentioned a lot on Twitter, and neither of us has mentioned it yet, probably, despite all of the Coutinho hysteria, I thought Buendia absolutely ran the game. He absolutely ran the game. He had that game in the palm of his hand for the last half an hour or so. And it was a funny old game because United were good. You know, I'll give United their due. I mean, a bit lucky with the first goal.
They were
all right. It's probably the best I've seen them play for some time. Mm. For an hour, 65.
They were all right.
But then it was Coutinho just changed the momentum. Stevie just changed the system, which for, let's face it, a young manager, to get that so tactically right. And I thought it was very, very good. Anyway, the long and short of it is Villa, absolutely on the radar, as the title of this video suggests. Manchester United then, Ronaldo. What are we saying about this guy now?
It's really difficult, this, because every 5 minutes there just seems to be something, like this injury that was, that wasn't. I haven't been impressed with him, even pre-injury. And I sat here on the last time we did a live stream and said I was really unimpressed by Ronaldo in the last Premier League match. Fast forward to the FA Cup match that they played also against Aston Villa, and I was like, what do you mean he's suddenly injured? Where's this come from?
Yeah.
Then, of course, we get the press conference. So everything's been like a build-up of negative. I feel quite negative about this at the moment. But I have been happy to sell him for weeks. The difficulty then comes when there's a double game week. Now, how can you take out a player like Ronaldo ahead of a double game week? You just can't.
Not when a lot of managers like me are trying to bring him in, right?
Well, not when the manager is also saying that he thinks he's going to be okay as well. Because I would have done Ronaldo to another double game week player in a heartbeat had I known that Ronaldo wasn't going to play this week. Or that first fixture anyway. I'm definitely not. If he doesn't play midweek, I think I'll sell him ahead of the weekend.
Okay. Do you think Bruno Fernandes was trying to make a point here
in this
game?
Maybe.
I know the goals were jammy. I'll keep saying that until I go
Bruno
red
Fernandes
in the face.
Bruno Fernandes is a great player, right? And he's got a lot of stick this season. And he has come under a lot of scrutiny from all angles. Man United fans, but FPL managers, Premier League fans. Everywhere there's been a lot of scrutiny of Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, totally.
And in many ways, I don't think it's just and I don't think it's fair, because I think Bruno Fernandes is an excellent player. But I don't think he fits in the system particularly well with Ronaldo. I think both of them like to be the man. They like to be the important player in that team. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it means that when you've got two of them kind of contending to be that person, it doesn't always lend itself well.
Okay.
Particularly for us as FPL managers, if you end up on the wrong one of them.
All right. Well, let's have a look at the Manchester United fixtures going forward. Now, obviously, we're going to wait to hear about double game weeks and all that sort of stuff. But actually, on paper, when you look at the ticker on the Fantasy Football Scout members area, West Ham at home, Burnley, Southampton, Leeds, Watford. That doesn't sound to me like a run where you would want to sell Ronaldo, which is the problem I think a lot of FPL managers are going to have. Now, In game week 24, maybe 25, depending on how Egypt do. And by the way, Salah scored the only goal in a 1-0 win for Egypt, I think, yesterday in the African Cup of Nations. Mm-hmm. So despite losing their first game, Egypt, they've now won their second game. And they are back pretty, they're pretty well back to do well, Egypt. So we've got to assume that Salah's probably, at the earliest, coming back in game week 24. And if they make it all the way to the final, Egypt, there's a reasonable chance, because that final is only 4 days before game week 24's fixture for Liverpool, which, by the way, is Leicester.
Well, he hasn't even got to make it to the final, has he? Because third, fourth playoff is the same day. So he's just got to make it to the last two matches.
If Egypt gets to the semi-finals, there's only a four-day gap between his last game, be that a third, fourth place playoff, or the final.
Yeah.
And getting on a flight and getting back and getting ready for the Leicester game 4 days later in game week 24. So I would, if I was a betting man and Egypt got to the final or got to the semi-finals, I don't think he's going to play in 24. But the point I was going to make was that when Salah comes back in 24 or 25, and I'm assuming you're going to go back to him, right, as soon as he comes back?
The minute he lands back on English soil.
So, and I think a lot of FPL managers will think that. And right now I'm looking at my team. We'll look at it later on. But I don't see any way that I could get back to Salah without selling Ronaldo. Yeah, I look at those fixtures and I think, well, Ronaldo could do well there. But I'm not going to not have Mo Salah. Yeah, you're looking at me as if I'm a mad.
I'll be honest. Like, Ronaldo, yes, on his day, he's a fantastic player. He can score points. I would not trust Ronaldo with a captain's armband very often.
Okay.
But I would trust Salah with it every single week.
Okay.
And that's a big difference.
All right, let's do a quick bit on whether the title race is over, Sam, for another season.
Oh, doesn't it make you feel a bit like...
Well, as a non... I'm sure Man City fans don't feel that way, no. But as a Liverpool fan and Chelsea
fans
will...
I like it to go to the way. I love the seasons where it goes tight. Like those Aguero moments. Like all of that. I love that.
But,
I hate it's January.
But City win again. 13, is it? Wins on the spin. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, listen, they could have had more against Chelsea. Chelsea had their chances, don't get me wrong. Lukaku with, I think, at least one decent chance. But City were good again. And if you look at their fixtures going forward, let's take a look at those. Where are they? Here they are. Again, it reads pretty good. So Southampton, Brentford, Norwich, Spurs and Everton. So despite the fact, you know, we might all get blinded by an Aston Villa double game week or some other double game weeks that may or may not get announced over the next few days between now and when 23 kicks off, you've got to be considering getting somebody to compliment Cancelo again in your team, haven't you? Are you considering going back to Foden, or are you still Bernardo Silva? Okay, you're happy with Bilva?
Well,
yeah, sort of.
I mean, sort of.
Go on then. What are you saying about Bilva?
Yeah, he's all right. Like, he's just...
You don't just want all right from City. They could get goal after goal after goal in those fixtures.
Yeah, they could, but Bilva might do that. Like,
he could.
Like, I don't think he doesn't suddenly become a bad option. Like, yes, Foden could be the option. Yes, I mean, I thought it was KDB that really impressed me against Chelsea.
Oh, for sure, yeah, for sure.
But you have to make sacrifices and there has to be decisions to be made. And I've got the feeling that between now and the start of game week 13, there's going to be other priorities that I'm going to have to do. There's going to be an injury. There's going to be, you know, we've got a whole set of fixtures still to come in the middle of the week. Plus, we've got you lot and Arsenal playing again in your League Cup. So,
we've
got all these fixtures still to come. Is my priority transfer going to be moving Bilva, who's going to play, to somebody else at City? I doubt that.
Probably not. No, probably not. And
but
as
you don't have one, so you could.
As IM1974 says, he just says, move on, title done. Well, listen, I agree with the second part of that. I think title is done, but I don't think we can move on because City assets are going to be in demand again, right? Saints shipping a ton of goals this weekend. Brentford shipping a ton of goals every weekend. Norwich. And then it's Spurs and then it's Everton. So the next three for City... You want the double up, I would suggest. So I'm already smelling another minus eight for Dina in.
And minus eight.
I'm doing a minus eight every week at the minute. It's just...
Okay, so who would be your preferred...
Well, I'd go Foden. I'd get Foden back.
Yeah, but you've been bitten by Foden before.
He's also been very good to me before. I think that's where I would go. Could I find a bit more money and do Son to Kevin De Bruyne? I could do that. But if I was to do that, I don't think I would... It would be very difficult then... Probably to have a balanced squad with Salah and Kevin De Bruyne in it. Probably.
Yeah, but by the time Salah's back from AFCON, Man City have got Spurs, and you know we are undefeated against Man City this season. So you know,
well, maybe not. Well,
so you could just say we just
sat here,
Salah.
We just sat here and said, you know, Salah could be back for that Leicester game in 24.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So you're not going to have him for Leicester and Burnley because you're going to have Kevin De Bruyne, and then you bring him back for Norwich. That's 2 weeks without Salah.
You don't have to go 2 weeks, do you?
Well, no.
23.
That's what you're saying.
24.
That's what you're saying. And the chat is saying KDB a good shout. James Morgan is saying KDB for Foden. I hear you guys. I hear you. But what is that? 2 or 3 million more for KDB over Foden? Is he worth that more over Foden?
Yeah.
You think he is?
Yeah.
He looked in red hot form against Chelsea.
I think
no
he's
doubt
worth
about
every penny.
It. No doubt about it. Red hot form.
I just can't because I've got Bilva.
Okay. And he was in the top five for BPS amongst midfielders with 34.
He was really
this
impressive.
Game with Kevin De Bruyne. Really, really good indeed. Completely run the show for sure.
Yep.
Impressed. City midfielders are going to be high on the agenda for FPL managers coming into game week 23. Regardless of who's got doubles and what have you, City are going to be investable, so look out for the Fodens, look out for news on Kevin De Bruyne and all those, all your favourites from Manchester City, because you're going to want somebody in addition, I think, to João Cancelo. Where else do you want to go, Sam? What else do you want to talk about? I want to talk about this mad game at West Ham today. West Ham 2, Leeds 3. And I wanted to, what I would like to say to you right now, and I'd like to get your Insta reaction to this, is in my bus team, my captain for next week is Rafinha.
Who are they playing?
They have got a really nice game, as far as I'm aware. I can't remember. I just remember thinking that is a nice game. Leeds have got Newcastle at home, of course, before it gets a little bit more difficult for them away at Villa and maybe Everton, Man United. But that Leeds home game to Newcastle is part of the reason I've held Rafinha for the last 2 or 3 weeks. What do you think? Rafinha? Yes or no?
Sure. I mean,
sure.
I think Newcastle look better. I thought they looked much better this week.
Okay.
And I think with a bit more time, you know, with Chris Wood and Trippier bedding in. But I don't think they look as bad. I mean, Leeds did play well today.
Gone on a little bit of a scoring spree, Leeds, in the last couple of weeks.
But then Rafinha's... I know he got an assist today, but he's not been...
Right. Have you watched the highlights of this game? All you've got to do is go onto YouTube... Watch the 3 or 4 minute highlights. It is criminal that Rafinha's not got 20 points this week. He's got, so I'm not even going to talk about the one that was disallowed that came off of Rodrigo's backside. What is VAR doing chalking that off?
Well, it touched
him. That's disgusting that gets chalked off.
It touched him.
I'm disgusted now. Now it's you've got me disgusted. It might be the rule, but it's a joke.
It's the rule.
It is
though.
A joke. Who is, I don't, is it Cleek had the shot or something, right? It's going in. He's hit it hard enough that it's a goal. It's a goal, as far as I'm concerned. But because it brushes Rodrigo's right arse cheek as it crosses the line, he's considered to be in offside position. He's not affected the flight of the ball. He's not got in the way of anybody. It's absolutely disgusting. And maybe I'm a bit over-emotional about it because it would have been a Rafinha assist.
Right. If that had been a Harrison assist for Click, would you be bothered?
I would still be having a go at VAR, yes. I would still be.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You're just bitter because your Rafinha assist.
Anyway.
He was very upset.
Anyway, back to the point about Rafinha. So he got an assist. He got robbed of an assist. He crashed a free kick off the crossbar. His is the corner that leads to Harrison's second goal, albeit Ayling gets the header, so fair enough. But he's on set pieces as well. Absolutely run the show again today.
He's a fantastic player.
He's top
fantastic
banana.
Player.
I love Rafinha. I think he's amazing.
I've got to fidget. He's a fantastic player, but...
But there's no buts with Rafinha. There's not. I love him.
But is he genuinely the best player option you've got in your team to captain this week?
Well, we'll talk about our teams in a
or
minute, but yeah, it's looking all right. Yeah. Who else are you going to captain? We'll talk about captains in a bit, Sam. Move on to West Ham then. Bowen scores again. Unbelievable. And by the way, should have got an equaliser in the last minute when he tried to chest it in rather than head it in. I don't know what he's playing at there, but easily could have had 2 goals again today, Bowen. Looks red, red hot.
Just dab him.
Just get him in your team.
Enjoy it while it lasts. It might not last forever, but it's lasting well now.
If you owned Mikel Antonio, though, how would you feel? Because got booked today, got an assist, but not really racking up the points. It feels a bit of a luxury sell, though, right? With the fixtures for West Ham coming up. Look okay.
Nah, swap him for Watkins.
Swap him for Watkins. That's a very easy thing for you to say, because the West Ham fixtures coming up are Manchester United away, which on the Fantasy Football Scout ticket is a red fixture, but I'm not entirely sure that I'm convinced about that. And then Watford, Leicester, Newcastle, Wolves after that. I mean, West Ham.
You got Bowen. You don't need the double up there. Take Antonio out. Get Watkins in.
I don't know, you know.
Just enjoy the ride.
I don't know, you know. I'm not sure about that. What else about West Ham do you want to talk about? Creswell with an assist today.
Do you know what?
Back amongst the points. Favourite of yours from yesteryear?
I love Creswell.
Yes, I know you do.
Back on the radar for me massively, this one.
Top for BPS amongst, I was going to say all players. No, because he got the two bonus points. Harrison, of course. But then Creswell in with 36 BPS. So second best player on the pitch, according to the BPS.
Yep.
On your radar and your thoughts?
I would much rather have the Bowen-Creswell double up than I would the Bowen-Antonio double up.
So here's a question for you then. Given, so fixtures as they are right now, and forget the fact there could be double game weeks and stuff.
Yeah.
Straight choice right now, Creswell or Digne?
Creswell.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
I'd go Digne all day. Would you go Creswell?
Yeah. May the best man win.
There you go. There's our transfers for this week.
Not doing it this week because I've got Man United. I'll do it the week after.
Okay, very good.
I'm seriously thinking about bringing Creswell in for game week 24.
All right. Okay, very good.
I really like him.
Not a lot else to talk about, I don't think, Sam, unless Wolves scoring three goals is something to talk about, which I guess it is because Wolves don't ever score any more than one goal.
Yeah, but they won't score more than three goals. Incredible. This is the problem, isn't it? I got all excited when Jimenez scored. I was like, yes, I can go Himmy again. And then I thought, yeah, but they won't. They just don't consistently score many goals, do they?
And I don't want to talk too much about the daylight robbery by Crystal Palace at the Amex on Friday night. Good Lord, Brighton was so much better than Palace. And then do what Brighton do, which is give it away in the last 20 minutes. Absolutely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. And as you can see, guys, on the screen, loads of football still to go. Four games still to go. Burnley, Watford, Brighton, Chelsea, Leicester Spurs and Brentford Manchester United. Fingers crossed for no more cancellations.
Hopefully. I thought you were going to say fingers crossed for no Ronaldo.
Fingers crossed for no Ronaldo, Sam. And let's talk about the reason why you are so keen for Ronaldo not to turn up against Brentford. Talk us through your team so far this week.
Well, there's Jacob Ramsey sitting pretty on the bench there.
12 points. That would make such a difference, wouldn't it?
Ronaldo, just be kind. Just be kind. Stay at home. Put your feet up. Watch the game on the telly. Ramsey could come in. I've also got Brandon Williams there with five. Look, the reality of this
is... six Brandon Williams.
Oh,
got a bonus
shut up.
Point.
Why have you said that? How did he get a bonus point as well?
I don't know.
Oh, man alive. Anyway, look, it is what it is. I wouldn't have done anything different. I was playing Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I was expecting Everton to score against Norwich, so...
Who are your transfers in this week, by the way? Mason Mount, right?
It's gone phenomenally well, as always.
Yeah.
So, as for those of you that watched my Q&A with Az this week, you'll know that I was one of the transfers I definitely wanted to do was give myself a second goalkeeper. I wasn't at a point where I wanted to sell Ramsdale. And at some point in the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, some point, I'm going to want a bench boost. So, it made sense having two playing goalkeepers at this stage. And I like Sanchez. Fixtures are quite
nice. I like that thinking, by the way. I did the same transfer for the same reason. I thought, well, it looks like the Arsenal game's going to be off.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in without a keeper. There's one that I want there probably over the next few weeks because this whole, I can't stand getting to a game week. And I know what we said at the beginning of the live stream about potentially this is calming down now in the UK, but getting to a game week and seeing your keeper's not got a game is a bloody nightmare.
But it's more than just that, isn't it? Like, Arsenal have got fixtures. They've got blanks coming up because of other stuff that happens. You know, they've got due to play Chelsea. That's off because of the Club World Cup. They're due to League Cup final weekend.
Yes.
They're due to... Although, is that Chelsea? That might be Chelsea, actually. They've got blanks.
So Brighton in a couple of weeks, blank. Yes, we can confirm that.
And Arsenal. Arsenal have got two blanks, haven't they, coming up?
They have indeed, yeah. So they blank in 25 and in 27.
And
yes.
Brighton have got blank coming up as well.
In 24.
So all of this stuff makes sense because it means I've always got a keeper as long as Nathan gets injured. So that was always going to happen anyway. And then the midfielder spot, because I had Son, and I was... You'll testify, we both were having an absolute mare, to be honest, because I wanted to go James Maddison, then the game got called off. And I was like,
I was thinking Maddison all week.
I've got no backup plan because Maddison was what I was doing. So,
this is the thing with FPL at the minute.
There.
You need two or three plans in your head, don't you?
I'm there, Maddison, I'm fine, I'm doing it. I'm sat there, I'm drying my hair, I get, my phone goes bing, the game's off.
Yeah, killer, right?
Right. I'm supposed to do a Q&A with Vaz in 10 minutes and I've got literally no idea now what I'm doing. So, and then I spent the rest of the day in a mad blind panic trying to work out what to do. So my next point was, I'll go Mora because Spurs have got a double game week. I was going, and then Arsenal have put in a request for the game to be postponed, and I thought,
can't go Mora now.
Can't go Mora
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I going to do with my life? And then Bruno Fernandes was there in my thoughts, but I did not want the double up. I didn't want Bruno and Ronaldo.
That would have put a lot of people off.
Really
it did
didn't.
Me a bit as well, I'll be honest. Yeah.
I just didn't
if you
want,
went for it, fair play, but it put me off a bit.
I didn't want both. And in the end, it was you. You said to me...
right, okay.
We were, at this point, when this happened, we were sat in soft play because it was our little boy's birthday party.
Right.
And Lee went, but... Because I said, I really want to get Mason Mount, but I'm put off by the fact that Chelsea have Spurs next week and then blank, blank.
Yeah.
And you said... Yeah, but it's just you can only do your transfers 1 week to the next. And won't Salah be back soon? You can just swap him back out for Salah.
Bring him out 1 week, get rid of him the next. No big deal.
And I thought...
That's how FPL is at the minute.
And I thought, this is so against everything I would normally do as an FPL manager.
Oh,
this,
isn't it just?
But
yeah,
this whole
absolutely.
Season is against what I would do as an
absolutely.
FPL manager. So do you know what? If I bring Mason Mount in this week and then sack him off again next week, well, so be it.
Yeah.
So likely Mason Mount will be in for this double game week and then...
Yeah.
I'll probably wave him off goodbye and bring in Coutinho for next.
I think I've done the hokey-cokey with Broga over the last couple of months. I've thought, he's been in, out,
shaking him all about.
Honestly, that's how FPL has been this season, isn't it? There's a lot on Twitter at the minute about, well, this is a bit of an asterisk season. It's a different sort of season. I don't disagree with that. It is a different. I am playing the game very differently
just
this season.
It's a new way of playing.
And I'll admit to you here and now, I didn't like it at first. I think over Christmas, when the COVID cases were really kicking in and the games were getting cancelled, it was
hard.
It was very, very difficult. But in the last two or three weeks, I've actually really enjoyed this. I've enjoyed taking my 8-point hits. I've enjoyed just having fun with it. I've enjoyed bringing in players like Jacob Ramsey and him getting me 12 points. I've enjoyed bringing in like Broya last week and him getting me 8 points. It's just, the way that FPL is at the minute is, don't be afraid to take a bit of a differential. I'm kicking myself this week for going Ronaldo and not just going for Bruno. Kicking myself.
Look, the thing is with it all, and this is why I did Mason Mount in the end. I looked across that team and honestly, I sat there looking at midfielders I could afford. And I was like, there is nobody here that I really, really could hand on heart go... Yeah, and normally the only one that jumps off the page was James Maddison.
Yeah.
Because he had the double game week. And then when that went, it was like, oh, there's nobody. The only people that were left were Mora and Mount. What is it with me and Ems this week? But it had to hit Mason or Lucas. And I was like, right, okay. Lucas's game's going to be off. It's going to be. So I'm going to go Mount. And then blimmin' Thomas Tuchel left him on the bench. Oh, I could have...
As Baron Nishi is saying in the live chat, it's been so chaotic this year, he hasn't even had a chance to get rid of Reece James. I've seen Reece James in a lot of teams because
honestly,
people have got other things to do, frankly. They've got other things to do. Let's have a look at my team then. I'm in a similar situation to you insofar as I really would like Ronaldo not to show up, or indeed Reguilón not to show up in your game against Leicester City.
Back in full training, I'm afraid.
I was fully expecting Son to miss this game week, but we have seen in the past that Son can make miraculous recoveries. We have seen that he suddenly got a terrible hamstring injury and, oh, wait a minute, he's available for the next game. So given that I hadn't had, I had other things I wanted to do, Son was still in my team, I thought, well, if for some reason he is fit and available for Leicester, I'll put him in my team. Actually, I'm in a position now where I'd be quite okay with him not showing up because I'm going to get the Rafinha points off the bench. So Son on the bench and then Rafinha coming off for the six is likely to happen, I would suggest. But then I also need Reguilón or Ronaldo not to show up because I do, as you want, I also would like those Jacob Ramsey points. So you and I are in exactly the same position.
We said a prayer together.
Where we would both like Ronaldo to be unfit for that Brentford game so that we both jam 12 points off the bench.
When is it? Is it Tuesday or is it Wednesday?
I don't know. It's next week at some stage.
Oh,
next
Lord.
Week. How fit is Reguilón, by the way?
Back in full training, apparently.
Oh, God, don't say that. He must... it's worse. He's bad, though, isn't he? Must be. I'm hoping he is. Sessignon, he deserves a start, I think.
I know. have you seen us lately? If there is any chance that Reguilón is fit, he's straight back in.
Yeah, sure enough. And listen, Leicester away is a reasonable game, right? There's no doubt that Reguilón could do well in that game.
You watch Harry Kane get a hat-trick as well.
And there's no doubt that Ronaldo...
I'd be so fuming, because that would have been the other transfer that I would have made had I known about Ronaldo.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
You watch him. You watch Kane. I'm telling you now.
But either way, the rest of the team is fine. I had a lot going on in that West Ham versus Leeds game today.
You were busy today, weren't you?
The fact that that was a high-scoring game was good. I thought it might be. Two good teams going at it. And for Bowen to get the 7, Antonio 4, Rafinha 6, for them to be returns for all of them. And actually, as I mentioned before, Rafinha should have had more. No doubt about it, should have had more. But how many times have I said that about Rafinha? How many times? He should double-digit haul more or less every week, but he just, for some reason, doesn't. And the rest of my team is kind of okay. I mean, if Ronaldo doesn't show up, I've got King against Burnley, which will be really interesting to see how that goes. Trent and Cancelo continue to do the business for us. How good have these two been for us? But of course, the double-digit haul for both of those guys barely affected my rank. I mean, I've got a smidgen of a green arrow off the back of them two.
You have to double them up if you want there to be.
You do. I think you do. No doubt about it.
You're captaining them.
And I must admit, early thoughts for next week's transfer. We'll go back to your team in a second, have a look for early thoughts. But I got my eye, obviously, on Phil Foden coming back in. I do want to get back into that Man City midfield. But Alonso to Digne, if Aston Villa do a double game week, feels like one of the easiest transfers I'm ever going to make.
Would you still do that?
What has Alonso got? He's got Spurs blank blank, hasn't he?
Would you still do that transfer if Villa don't double? Who have they got as their single?
Villa's single. Let's have a look at this.
Because if the fixtures stay as they are there...
Everton, isn't it? Everton.
A managerless, maybe. Everton.
Yeah, but will they have somebody in by then? That is a really good question, that. If Villa double, Alonso to Digne is almost set in stone. But if Villa don't double... I would be okay Alonso against you lot.
You know,
I think
that Alonso's record against Spurs is obscene.
He scores free kicks every time he plays
against
you.
It's obscene. I hate him.
I know. I would be okay. I'd probably say no to that. I'd probably say no to that. Because I would be okay playing Alonso against you lot.
All right. So say there's no doubles.
Right.
What are you doing?
Well, I'll get the Man City midfielder, wouldn't I?
For some?
Yeah, probably. It'd be Foden, probably. I've got a bit of money in the bank, but not enough to get to Kevin De Bruyne. Plus, I think that would just probably skew my team a bit too much. I'd go Foden, yeah. Oh, actually, or equally, I might have a look at Sterling, because he's between the two, isn't he? You've got Foden at 8 point something. You've got Kevin De Bruyne at a bit more than that. And Sterling's 10.7, 10.6. So
Sun to Sterling, if you've got a little bit, it's fine.
Almost certainly the Man City midfield, if there's no doubles. But, guys, as we always say, hold those transfers, because there probably will be. The powers that be on Twitter, Ben Crennan and others, suggest that there will be a double game week. So definitely, definitely hold those transfers and wait to see what gets announced between now and game week 23 kicking off. Just go back to your team. Thoughts on early transfers for next week? Watkins in for Calvert-Lewin? Are you feeling that one? No?
The thing is, it's really... I really struggle to sell Calvert-Lewin ahead of new manager bounce.
Yeah.
I really would struggle with that.
Okay.
Rudiger's going to be a player that's going to have to think about going at some point. Because
back-to-back blanks come out.
Back-to-blank blanks. Yeah. So maybe Rudiger might... Because against Spurs, I don't... Oh, God, why am I going to say this? He'd scored against us last time, but he hasn't got the same attacking threat as...
Ooh.
I've really said Ooh. It. I don't know
don't
why I've
say
said
that.
It.
He's looked very attacky recently, aerially. Rudiger.
But since we last played them, our defence has been...
Rudiger hat-trick incoming.
Shut up. Since we last played them, our defence has been so much better. Like, we're not going to give away the... we're not going to behave like we did against Chelsea last time. We just won't. Defensively under Conte, we've been so much better. Romero will be back, hopefully. Dyer will hopefully be back. Reguilón should be back. I can't see Rudiger... Oh, God, I said it.
Don't say it.
Stop talking,
Don't
Sam.
Say it. Don't say it.
Can we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
God.
So, anyway, overall ranked, 114k for you, not bad. 165k for me, not great. The week's been distinctly average so
far.
But it's
not over yet. We've still got a lot of players to score. We haven't even got a captain out yet.
Loads. Absolutely loads. We've not had the captain even play. I'm in a weird position where I actually don't want my captain to play.
So you want Josh King as your captain and I want Mason Mount.
I want Josh King as my captain. Did I just say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
I want Josh King as my captain, yes.
But against a Burnley team that have not got their talisman anymore.
And it comes to this. How are we here? I want Josh King as my captain. And who do you want?
Mason Mount.
I want Mason Mount as my captain. Oh my God.
That might not be too
Hit
bad.
Hit the subscribe button, folks. More
against
FPL
my goalkeeper.
Tips coming every week. Against your goalkeeper. What are we even doing here? This season is absolutely bonkers. So yes, both of us want a Ronaldo no-show so that we jam 12 points from Ramsey off the
sort
bench.
I'm hoping that Jota would love show
a bit
today.
Of that. We'd love a bit of that. Let's go to the patron questions, Sam, just before we sign off. So here's a few questions from the patrons. If you are part of our Patreon, if you're not, you can head over to patreon.com/FPL family. And whichever tier you sign up to over on our Patreon, come and support us over there and you get access to the Slack community and you get to speak to everybody, including us, in that Slack community. And you get to ask us some questions via the Slack, Sam. So here's a question from Helen Bettsworth. So thank you, Helen, for the question. How do I stop dwelling on bad decisions, Sam? This is a bit of a mental health kind of question, isn't it? So it's a bit deep and meaningful, but what we're saying, it is hard, isn't it?
It's really hard. It is hard. Because it does affect you. And there's no getting away from the fact that, you know, as with everything in life, right, when you make a mistake in anything that you do or you perceive that you've made a mistake in anything, it's really hard to just go, okay, I've done that and I'm going to park it and I'm going to move on. But I think at the moment, for me anyway, when decisions go badly in FPL, you just have to kind of go, well, look, we are in unprecedented times. This is how I manage it. We're in unprecedented times. Like the benching of Mason Mount at the weekend, Lee will testify.
You were not happy.
I was raging.
Not happy.
Not a little bit raging. Like I was.
But that's not a bad decision.
No.
That's just unlucky.
But that's the thing. At the moment, 99% of the things that happen in FPL are not bad decisions.
Yeah.
They are unlucky things that happen.
Sure.
And it makes you rage for a minute. And then you have to just sit down and go, do you know what? This is not. I have not made a bad decision here necessarily.
Yeah.
I've been really unlucky because Thomas Tuchel's decided to rest Mason Mount. But I look back, and so I always think, in hindsight, if I was to do it differently, would I have done it any differently? And the answer 99% of the time is no, I'd have done the same transfer.
It's a bit like the Bruno thing. You can't, like I said before, you can't kick yourself if you were considering Bruno and then didn't bring him in, right? There wasn't any underlying stats that were suggesting that he was going to go crazy like that. And actually, when you look back at the game, he was unbelievably jammy to get those two goals. Yeah. Now, listen, I'm very bitter because I was considering him and I'm exactly in that position. If you got Bruno in this week and if you captained him, fair play.
Mm.
Fair bloody play. Take those points and run and you will not care about anything I'm about to say. But you're jamming to get those points.
Yeah.
The Martinez should have saved it. Sansom shouldn't have given it away to Fred. And Bruno probably should have had no goals
and the other
in
thing
that game.
I would say,
but listen, it is what it is. That's how FPL's working at the minute.
And the other thing I would say, Helen, is that for every bad decision or perceived bad decision that you make, there will be a load of people in the Slack who will have done a similar transfer that's gone badly, the same transfer that's gone badly. So take heart in the people around you that are also in, because you'll find when you talk to people, most people are in the same spot and just don't take it to heart.
As Martin says, just look forward, only look forward. Just think about the next game.
As Dory would say,
what's happened.
Just keep swimming.
Don't worry about what's happened. Worry about what are you going to do next week? Franklin Anthony is saying, hey Franklin, are taking hits -4s, -8s now more of an option with all the postponements and possible double game weeks? Well, we kind of touched on this before, didn't we? The fact that I've taken now back-to-back -8s. When
did you ever think you'd say that?
I don't remember taking a -8 in the previous two seasons.
No.
And I've now done back-to-back -8s. We are living in unprecedented times for FPL. We are playing the game, and I certainly am playing the game very differently,
but
I have to say,
week.
The -8 last week was a gem.
Yeah,
it was a gem. All right, I could have done Kufau rather than Reguilón, but never mind. It was a good -8 this week. Perhaps not quite so good, but it is what it is. I mean, are taking hits more of an option? Yeah, I think it's fine to take hits.
Thing is, in seasons gone by, people would always be concerned about minus points, because that minus point often reflected badly in your overall rank. So you'd go on live FPL at the beginning of the game week and you'd see a red arrow, because nobody else was, or very few people were taking the minus fours, the minus eights, the minus 12s. This season, the reverse is true.
Yeah.
Actually, what tends to happen if you take a minus four, a minus eight, even a minus 12, is you don't really move very far. It just gives you a boost if you haven't done it. But there are so many games off each game week, or there's so many players that are unavailable each game week, that moving people on for a hit won't hurt your rank. But you know what? It might just really boost it, because you're bringing in a player that's going to play versus a player that's not. So for me, I have changed my mindset on hits completely this season, and I don't think a hit is a bad thing.
Totally. All right, let's finish up on these questions. First one is from Gaz. Hey, Gaz. Do we build an official FPL family rehab clinic? Yeah, Gaz, if you want to...
There is one.
I think there is. FPL rehab in the Slack.
Search it in the Slack, you'll find it.
Get in there, mate. I am a regular contributor in that Slack. Good Lord, it's been that sort of season, hasn't it? FPL Harry said, did you enjoy the cup game, Sam?
Shut up, Harry.
Say it like that.
Harry.
Don't be mean.
Do you know what, actually? On reflection, Harry, I didn't think we were that bad in the second game. We were woeful.
It was the first game, done
truly
you?
Truly terrible in the first game. In the second game, I actually thought we were unlucky not to get a draw out of that game.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have progressed in the cup, because you were much better in the first game. But in the second game, I thought we were unlucky not to get a draw, and we'll have you next week.
There we go. Well, you've already said that Rudiger is definitely not going to score. So
Rudiger, nothing.
Know, it's fine, isn't it?
Came with a hattie.
Last question from Karan Suresh. Thank you, Karan, for the question. Sam, I've already talked about my bus captaincy right now. If we go, okay, no one's going to double.
Yeah.
My bus captaincy right now is on Rafinha. Who is your bus captain on right now? What are we saying? Is it Ronaldo home to West Ham? Is that where you're going?
No, it's absolutely not. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
West Ham shipping a few goals at the minute, scoring.
I don't trust Ronaldo to play.
Okay, good.
I can't remember who my bus captain is at the moment. I have the feeling it's on a midfielder.
Bernardo Silva? Cancelo?
It might be on Cancelo, you know.
Okay. Who would you go for, regardless of who's in your team, bus captain? Would you target that Man City fixture?
If I owned KDB, the Leeds fixture? I'd captain KDB next week.
Kevin De Bruyne would be your captaincy choice right now, above all. Interesting. There we go. Sam, what is going on this week in terms of official FPL shows and podcasts, and, of course, anything that you're doing with Fantasy Football Scout?
So I will be appearing with Ted Talks FPL on the F Scout YouTube channel tomorrow on his show.
Had his first appearance, Ted, on the official show. So well done to our friend Ted. Brilliant. Brilliant.
I'll see you tomorrow. So we're doing that tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't know what's happening with the podcast. I don't think we've got a rota. Right. I'm not sure.
Get on to Jeff.
I'll get on to Jeff.
Dance.
Not sure about podcasts and shows this week, but we'll keep you up to date on the channel. And this week, life's a little bit calmer this week. Well,
is it? Okay.
I mean, I'm hoping life's a bit calmer this week. So
it won't be, will it? It won't be. Double game week announcements.
I am sincerely hoping for a return to some video content on our channel this week.
Okay.
That'd
be nice.
Last week was bonkers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was a lot last week. And so there was no video content. But this week, there will be.
Fingers crossed. All right. Well, there we go, guys. We'll leave it on that note. There's a good reason for you to go and hit that subscribe button before you go. More content, Sam says,
this week
on the channel this week, which has been severely lacking in previous weeks. But that's because it's been so bloody bonkers. I tell you what, it is, and this is not me having a whinge, because a lot of content creators would say this, it's hard being a content creator at the minute, isn't it? As soon as you create something, it goes out of date. And they announce a double game week or something. And everything you've just said is complete hogwash.
Well, I wrote a free hit team last week, early last week. I was like, right,
very
did that.
Thing
and
to
then
do.
Everything changed again. And I was like, well, now I've got to do it again. So I did it again. And I did share it with the patrons in Ohana last weekend, on Friday. But yeah, last week was a difficult week for us. So we didn't get any videos out. But next week, I'll get some videos out.
We'll get some videos out on the channel, guys. All right, there's a good reason to hit that subscribe button before you go. Leave us a like if you enjoyed the live stream. We'll be back this time, Sunday, 8:30. We will see you then. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.